Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, rugby.
Oh, I would rather go out in the sword than get to that point. But, you know, as I said, when Finley and the sub front row were on the field, they had the right idea of at least hitting down.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Well, it was a very entertaining game between Chelsea and Arsenal, the London Derby this afternoon in the Premier League. I suppose, Keith, before the weekend started, this was being billed as the big match of the weekend. Could Chelsea put a dent in Arsenal's Premier League title hopes? Do you think the game itself lived up to expectations?
Possibly not in terms of the technical side of the game and the sexy stuff and the free-flowing football, but I was entertained from minute one right till the last kick of the ball. I thought it was a proper derby. There was tackles flying in. Both teams seemed a little bit moody with each other. They didn't seem to particularly like each other. There was no love lost. And every 50-50, every bouncing ball was hotly contested. So I thought it was very entertaining, but I don't think there was a lot of skill in the game. I don't think there was a lot of beautiful football. But there's going to be times within the season, if you're Arsenal, or you're Chelsea, that you're going to have to bite down on the gum shield and just, you know, eke out performances. And I don't think either team were particularly good in terms of nice, neat football, but I thought it was a thrilling derby.
If we look at the home team first, your thoughts maybe on the Moise Caicedo red card?
I don't think he can have any complaints whatsoever. And I think when you see his reaction, as soon as the tackle goes in from Caicedo, he rolls around on the ground like it was a bit of a coming together and maybe a clash of knees, and you're thinking, oh, maybe both of them got hurt and that. And then you see the replay and you think Caicedo's trying it on here. He's rolling around on the ground hoping that the referee thinks, oh, well, there's a bit of a 50-50, you're coming together. When you see the replay, he stamps down with the studs and he doesn't exactly, you know, he jumps into the tackle, and when you jump straight legged and your studs hit somebody in the top of the ankle or the shin or even top of the foot, you're running the risk of a red card. And you see the Chelsea players, the reaction of the Chelsea players were bamboozled when he got the yellow, and then it was upgraded to a red and they were even more annoyed. But I'm sure when they go home, they might not admit this, but when they see it on their phones, on their social medias tonight, they will all concede that that was a red card.
Very easy for a team in those kind of circumstances to capitulate, or else, you know, even just give in to the other side quite easily. But one thing Chelsea did not do was capitulate. They really fought right until the end, and in fact went 1-0 up even with 10 men.
Yeah, they were excellent, Chelsea, and I think that probably suited them a little bit more. They were a better team in the game, but it was really, really scrappy. There wasn't an awful lot of goal mouth action. Then Caicedo goes off. He was the one winning the duels, winning the battles in the middle of the park for Chelsea, and I think he was the catalyst for the momentum that Chelsea were getting, and that's why they were shading it. And if you'd have said to me, who do Chelsea not want to lose out of their team, it would have been Caicedo. And obviously he gets the red card, and you're thinking, right, Arsenal are going to now just have all the momentum, all of the play. Zubimendi will start dictating, Eze will get on the ball. That didn't really happen. I know Zubimendi got a little bit more into it, as did Eze, but both of them get taken off because they're not really affecting the game in the way that Arteta wants. But Enzo Maresca must have been fearing the worst when he got sent off. But they get a corner kick, Trevor Chalobah with a brilliant near post header. Not sure why Jurrien Timber is marking him. He's brilliant in the air, he's got a good spring for a small bloke, but you know, when somebody's got 5, 6, 7 inches on you, it's a big ass to be out jumping people like that. So I wasn't quite sure about that. But yeah, I think Enzo Maresca will be delighted with the bite and just the fight that the Chelsea team has shown. And by the way, what a performance against Barcelona during the week. So to back that up again in another London derby, it's really good from Chelsea.
Yeah, and look, I can understand why you made the arguments with John Duggan in the preview to the match that you didn't feel Chelsea were title contenders. Would you have changed your mind now based on today's performance and also off the back of that win against Barcelona?
No, I haven't. And again, that's not me trying to rile up Chelsea fans. I just don't think they're going to have the consistency throughout the Premier League. I think they've lost three games already. They've dropped points against a couple of teams as well. So I think they'll lose probably another five, six, maybe even seven. They'll draw a handful of games between now and to the end of the season. And I don't think Arsenal will do that. I think Arsenal will drop points between now and then, but nowhere near as many as Chelsea will. And when you get into the business end of the Champions League, I think that Chelsea squad will get stretched, and Enzo Maresca will have to either think, like, do we want to go Champions League, or do we want to really hunt down this Premier League title, which I think is a little bit, you know, they're a few steps away from that just yet. But I think they're capable of beating anybody on their day, Chelsea, and I mean that. They've shown that with Barcelona during the week, but I also think they're very capable of throwing in the odd howler every now and then.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Arsenal performance just felt possibly maybe one of their worst performances this season. You know, when you kind of think, like, oh, look, I understand they're playing tougher opposition, but a lot of their players just didn't seem to click today. The likes of Martinelli didn't play too well. Eber Etchiesse didn't play too well. He's coming off the back of a brilliant North London derby performance. Zubimendi wasn't really in the game either. Were you disappointed with the Arsenal showing today?
Yeah, I was. Again, I think you could probably say that about most of the Arsenal players. Nobody really, you know, stuck their chest out and you think, yeah, he was brilliant today. Everybody worked to a certain standard. Everybody put their foot in. Everybody tried their best. But in terms of, you know, nice knee football, I think Saka came into it towards the end, was getting more balls into the box. But the two Chelsea fullbacks, Cucurella and Malik Gusto, were so aggressive with the two wingers. It was brilliant to watch. So aggressive. It, you know, Saka keeps getting forced back in the pitch at this Martinelli ends up going off. But yeah, I don't think you could say any of the Arsenal players played brilliantly, but when you end the game with three of the four defenders not playing, only Jurrien Timber is the normal right back, I think you can take what you get. And, you know, it was really a makeshift back four for Arsenal. But, you know, Hincapié at times defended really well against Neto out on the channel. He'd done some good things. Mosquera done some good things, although you're looking at them thinking there is improvement to be made. You know, they are second choice centre halves, and to be fair, I think if you'd have set up with that back four, any Arsenal fan at the start of the game would say we'd take a point at this one.
Yeah, they've still got a lead at the top, but obviously they did drop important points today. Manchester City coming up behind them. Like, we're coming into December now, which is a really important time of the Premier League season. You've got a lot of games coming at you quick and fast, Champions League, Premier League games. There might be a bit of League Cup in there as well. Like, from an Arsenal perspective, they need to get Saliba back in. We don't know how bad that injury is. And with Gabriel out injured as well, like, could we see Arsenal dropping points, you think, over the next couple of weeks again after this game against Chelsea?
Possibly, yeah. I think with the two centre halves, you know, you walk into the dressing room and the two leaders there, everybody that I speak to from an Arsenal persuasion, they always talk about the centre halves, how dominant they are, how aggressive they are, how brilliant they are from set pieces. You take those two lads out, and again, there's Calafiori comes out, Lewis Skelly comes in, you're not quite sure about the pairings back there. But yeah, I think over the next couple of weeks it will be. But also, you've got Martin Odegaard coming back, you've got Gyökeres coming back to the party, there's, I think, Gabriel Jesus as well is coming back. So there's a lot of players that have been injured that are starting to come back to full fitness for Arsenal. So although they're losing a couple, they're also getting some back. And, you know, the last 2 years we're looking at Arsenal and thinking, oh, Odegaard is injured, we can't compete anymore, or now it's Saka's injured, we can't compete anymore. I feel like this Arsenal squad have got the strength now that, you know, they can be missing two or three top players and still competing. I know they weren't brilliant today, and I'm not highlighting any individual player as playing brilliantly, but they didn't lose. And I know that's a basic thing to say, they're against 10 men, but they could have easily lost that game. There was a game of cat and mouse with the Chelsea wingers. So the fact that they're not at full strength, didn't play their best, and, you know, I think the Bayern Munich game in midweek would have took a lot out of the Arsenal leg. So yeah, I think a point out of the last three games, the North London derby, Bayern Munich at home, and then away to Chelsea, two wins and a draw, is not a bad return.
Yeah, completely valid point, Keith. But maybe just calming down a few people who are saying it's Arsenal's title in November.
People stopping me in the street congratulating me. You know, congratulations on the Premier League. It's November. Calm down. We haven't won anything yet.
And sure, look, they've got to play against one of your old international colleague, Keith Andrews, who's got Brentford absolutely firing at the moment. That's going to be a great match to watch during
the week. Isn't it? Isn't it great that you look... At the start of the season, people were saying to me, you know, who do you think would be the first head on the chopping block in terms of the managers? And obviously Keith Andrews would have been there or thereabouts. Daniel Farke at Leeds as well. But he's been brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant, Keith. And he's put my mind at ease. He's my old roommate when we played for Ireland. So I wanted him to do well as a dub, as an Irish man, as an ex-friend. I want him to do well. And he has done well. His throw-ins, the Keogh, the throw-ins, I know people highlight them. But they play an awful lot of good football as well. Henderson's passing range, Damsgaard's passing range, Kevin Shada, Otara. All these players are very, very dangerous. So you can be quite lazy and think, oh, well, all they do is pump the ball into the box from wide positions. They have an awful lot more weapons than people like to think. So it won't be an easy game. Another London derby. And isn't it brilliant that Arsenal, top of the league, are looking at Brentford and thinking, that's not an easy game.
Yeah, absolutely, Keith. Well, we'll be back more London clubs and off the ball next week. Brighton, well, not Brighton, West Ham, Crystal Palace and Fulham all off the ball timetable for next Sunday. So we'll be back with you for then. And do tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast tomorrow from 7:30.
On Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.